Aloha, and welcome to the Inside Out Show, an hour of fun, friendly, heartfelt, provocative conversation, exploring solutions to relationship challenges, to snuggle up and break free from fears, doubts, and insecurities, for you to live with more joy, passion, love, and success. I'm your host, Carrie Valentine, and I welcome your live call-in questions at 808-826-7771. That's 808-826-7771. Or email me, insideouthost@gmail.com. Now, onto an inspiring, juicy show. Aloha, and welcome to the Inside Out Show. I'm your host, Carrie Valentine, and thank you for listening in. I'm excited, honored, and thrilled to have a special guest today, Kathy Sexton. And she is going to illuminate for folks who are business owners and entrepreneurs how to do your business with less stress and more success and more time. So stay tuned, listen up, listen to the whole show, because she'll be giving out some amazing tips and also some ways she could potentially help you if this is something you really are interested in. So let me jump right in and introduce Kathy. Kathy Sexton, and profit specialist, speaker, author, TV host, and coach. She works with highly driven, overworked, underpaid, stresspreneurs, and individuals to ignite productivity, increase profits, and accelerate results. Kathy uses her passion and empathetic nature to help people live healthy, productive lives. Why? Because she knows the health risks of being overworked. She lived it and paid a high price for living that lifestyle. As a result, Kathy is committed to helping others reduce stress by gaining clarity and focus so they get more done in fewer hours and make more money. Ooh, that's juicy. I like that. And let's get productive and profitable. Welcome to the show, Kathy. It's great to have you.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. I'm so excited to be here and to share my knowledge with your guests.
So much. And what we'd love to do here, because those who are listening to the show are very inquisitive. This is a very provocative conversation that we have here on the show. So they'd like not just to hear your expertise, but a background, like what led you to this? And even before that, just kind of a little information about where you were born, what was, you know, life like for you as a child and your personality. Were you always like, oh, I got to do this work when you were 5 years old? Or did it come along further along? And so if you don't mind, just to share a little bit of your upbringing with us, that would be wonderful.
Sure. I'm a Midwest girl, so I'm born, raised, and still living in St. Louis, Missouri. Missouri. I'm a, people say it both ways. I grew up with a family of six other siblings, so five sisters, one brother. And we grew up when both parents worked, because there was a big family and both of our parents worked. My father was an entrepreneur. He had a gas station. He was a mechanic. So he did that. And my mother was into catering and that type of field. So, we learned to survive on our own a lot, because they were, definitely working a lot. But to do what I would do, I really never ever thought of running my own business. But now that I have, and after I started, I look back, my father was an entrepreneur, really had never thought about that before until I had started my business. And then also my grandfather was an entrepreneur also, but that did not connect with me when I was younger. So how I really got started was, I'm an accountant by trade. So 30 plus years in accounting, and I found myself in a situation where I was working in the corporate world and I was having health issues. Different health issues kept on coming up. And then eventually I was diagnosed with a life-threatening disease that is brought on and induced by stress. Still have the disease, but it's under control. So, you know, that's a wonderful thing that I can control that. And so that really took me down the road of looking at, you know, how I was working because of the stress related. And, you know, the doctor, well, what do you do? You know, what's your work environment? What's your life environment? Looking at all that and, you know, came down to work basically. And I really realized that I was a workaholic. So, grew up that way. I get, you know, just very dedicated, very loyal, always wanted to be, you know, be noticed, I guess, as I found out later, you know, that was kind of my whole thing. That was my way of standing up and, you know, people noticing me because I was always trying to do my very best job. Right. And then after I was working for a corporation that it was a small business at the time. And they started growing, and the more they grew, you know, the more was on my plate. I went from one person working for me to having 40 in a year and a half. So that was really major. And so I just really wasn't working very well. I was coming earlier, staying later and later. My daughter went off to college, so I even had more free time. So I'd go home and fix dinner for my husband and go back to work. Now, how sick is that? So basically, I decided to get out of the corporate world and start my own business and start working with small business owners. And people always ask me, but isn't that stressful? And I say, yes, it is stressful, but it's my stress. I have control. It's not like I was working for someone else. So that's really how I got into working for myself.
For sharing that story. And if I can, you know, kind of share some interesting things of you being an accountant, I'm a son of a CPA or an accountant. So like maybe you can relate from like January to April 15th, it was like, where's dad?
Right.
Wasn't home much at all. Was in the office, putting numbers out. And so I can personally understand, you know, that as a being accountant, what that's like, especially during tax season and things. So thank you so much for sharing that. But any other things that as we're getting started here that led you, inspired you as you, you know, I imagine you were figuring things out from, you know, leaving the corporate world, like you shared, you had some health issues. And there must have been like, what am I going to do? And how do I figure this out? So how did you end up like kind of figuring out like landing at being a, you know, productivity and profit specialist?
So that is an interesting thing. So what I did is, you know, when I decided maybe I need to start my own business, get out of the corporate world, a bookkeeping client just fell in my lap. So that's kind of, you know, kind of put me out there. Luckily, the company I worked for didn't want me to leave. So they were willing to work with me. I told them what I was going to do. And so I was able to slowly work out of my job. So that was a definitely a plus. But when I started working with small business owners, I soon realized they needed so much more help than bookkeeping. They had no systems and processes because as business owners, we know our craft, we know our skills, what skills and talents we have, but they're generally not around administrative or accounting. They're usually something other kind of a talent, right? So I realized they really needed a lot of help in this area. So that's really what then eventually took me down the road of productivity is helping them put systems and processes in place. And when I was doing that, it was much more beneficial for me, but more exciting for me to watch them change because I could see results versus just doing accounting work. So I kind of then eventually just started coaching and put my big X against, I'm no longer accounting, not doing that anymore because I was training in corporate or individuals anywhere from the CEO down to staff on productivity and those type of things. And then when I really started coming back around to small business owners, I really realized they needed both. They needed the counting processes and they needed the productivity processes. So that's really how the productivity and profit specialist came alive, is because out of the needs of my clients and because I had the skills. And there are very few business coaches out there that have those two avenues. You know, usually they're a coach or they're in the financial realm. And for me, lucky enough, I have them both.
Wow, that is fantastic. And I was curious, did these skills develop as you were, you know, trained and became an accountant, or it kind of developed from becoming an accountant and working, you know, at, you know, helping different people with that? Or were these additional kind of trainings along the way you got?
Well, I think originally, I think it's because I was an accountant that I knew how important process was, right? Because that's what being an accountant is a process. There's a process and you don't deviate from that process or it doesn't work, right? So systems and processes are kind of a gift, right? Because that's the way my brain works. So that part of it was kind of a gifted. But then when I started working with it, entrepreneurs and realizing they needed more, then I started doing more training and looking into more productivity and then learning more about time management and goal setting, just to add to what I knew for myself, to bring a whole nother realm of information and being able to help clients. And then the more I learned, of course, then I was able to then develop and create my own processes that incorporated a lot of the stuff that I'd learned and what worked for me and worked for my clients, and then came around to creating my own processes and systems.
Thank you for sharing that, Kathy. And if you just tuned in, you are listening to KKCR, Kauai Community Radio. We are on the dial at 90.9 FM Hanalei, 91.9 Islandwide, 92.7 Moloa'a, and 88.9 in over in Oahu. And if you want to write me or have a question regarding the show, first of all, you probably like to know who this is, and this is Gary Valentine, and I am the host of this show called The Inside Out Show, where during these shows, we have very provocative conversations on speaking with all different people from the athletic world to business world to the relationship world, on tools and systems to help uplift humanity, how to make your life better, how to do your business and relationship better with better tools. So if that interests you, or if you have specific questions or have desires for show topics in the future, feel free to contact me by emailing me at insideouthost@gmail.com. That's insideouthost@gmail.com. And then also for those of you who might be listening to this show on island right now, but live somewhere else, you can listen to us streaming live all over the world at kkcr.org. And it's always exciting for me to look at the computer and see who's listening on through the internet. And there's always, you know, it delights my heart to see people from, you know, all over the world, from Europe and Germany and Spain oftentimes, and many other countries, and Japan and Brazil. And, you know, it's just amazing that, a kind of small island in the middle of the Pacific is beeping out its information and music and cultural things information to people all over the world and supporting them. So that always delights my heart. And today I'm speaking with Kathy Sexton, who's a productivity and profit specialist for small businesses. And I'm very, very excited and delighted she decided to say yes to being on the show and to help all of us who do have small businesses and, as well as entrepreneurs and, help us out with situations to be more productive and be more successful, have more capital go in our pocket, right? And also, I'm interested to talk with her too of how what tips and tools she might have for all of us dealing with the COVID situation, with a lot of businesses, you know, taking a hit with, you know, what's going on. So, you know, so let's step in back into it with Kathy. I'm excited about that and wondered, as we're continuing the conversation, Kathy, just is there a few tips that are on top of mind to think of to help small business owners to be more successful?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things in business owner or anyone, basically, I think number one is planning, but having a flex plan. You know, it's one thing to plan, but we also have to be able to pivot. We have to go down the curves in the road. So if we keep it too straight, you know, sometimes the road curves and we don't, then we're going to crash, right? But it's really important for us to plan, because if we don't plan, then we don't have a path to go down. And so it's really, really important to make sure that we have a destination in mind, even if that changes along the way, because having a destination allows us to be able to be more effective and more efficient in getting to that goal. Another thing is profit. And, you know, we've already talked about some systems and processes, and that's kind of my gift, but having a process or a system to make sure that profit is part of the equation with every single thing that you do. Because a lot of times we go into business thinking we're going to make money, but we really haven't thought about it. We mainly think about revenue and we think about expenses, but we don't really think about how do we make sure that profit is going in our pocket and not being wasted, right? And which includes making sure you're paying yourself, because that's another thing small business owners tend to not do.
Can I interrupt there?
Sure.
You just hit an important part. So, you know, for small businesses and entrepreneurs, capital seems to always be the challenge. And for that matter, I would say even for large corporations, that the capital flow of the influx of when the capital comes in the month or a particular season and things like that. So I know there's general influx for most businesses. They have their high season, their low seasons, but you just mentioned something about paying yourself. And how do you go about that? Do you pay yourself first in a way? And what does that look like? Or do you, you know, kind of, you know, pay off all the expenses that you have? And then from that point, you look at what you got and say, okay, well, I could put this amount in my account. Or how do you go about that and approach that?
Well, you know, and you probably know, as you said, your father was an accountant. So we generally, as business owners, follow the GAAP process, which is generally accepted accounting principles. That's what our accountants use. That's what most businesses use. That's what our government uses, right? Revenue minus expenses equal profit. But the problem is focuses on the revenue and the expenses, and then as that happens, really, we get focused on those expenses because that's the one that's calling at us, right? Those are the people that need to be paid. So our focus is there. And very little, you know, is looked at for profit, which then pays the business owner. So through a process that's a book that's called Profit First, I've kind of taken that and developed it. But it's basically about paying yourself first. So the revenue comes in, and instead of saying revenue minus expenses equal profit, I look at it as revenue minus owner's pay minus profit minus taxes equal expenses. And what that does for us is, number one, we work too hard. We work way too hard, put way too many hours in as small business owners. And if we don't pay ourselves, we eventually get burnt out. We're not doing what we love anymore because all we're worried about is the money side of things. And how are we going to pay our bills? And how are we going to pay our employees? And, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we seem to be the last paid. So when you get paid first, you're much more in the game and you stay in the game because that's really the end result. Why did you go into business if it wasn't to pay yourself, right? And then we put more focus on the profit, which is used for bonuses for the owner or can be a bonus plan for your employees, but it also is a reserve account to build up when things like this COVID thing hits. You know, you need a reserve to be able to get yourself through a few months. So by building up that reserve, it makes a big difference. And then another thing with taxes, we tend to, small business owners, well, I'll just write that off, right? Because we think about that, and then I don't have to pay taxes on it. But what you're doing is taking that money directly out of your pocket. So we want to start sending, every dollar should be a percentage taken away and set aside for taxes. So when taxes come, you have the money and you're not fretting that at the end of the year. So what happens at the end is the pot that's left for expenses, which is going to be a much smaller pot than you originally had, right? But what it does, it makes you very savvy because you now are intentional with what you do with that money. So you think about your expenses in a whole different way than what you do when it's kind of like the Parkinson's law, where our amount of resource takes up the amount that we have. So, you know, if we have all the money, we spend all the money. If we don't have any money, then we scramble to go get more money. So it's the that whole thing of our time or whatever it is. But when it comes to money, you know, we get it, we spend it. We get it, we spend it, you know. But this way, you're paying all, and taking care of all the things that are necessary to have a successful business. And then you work out of the pot that's left.
Idea of paying yourself first. And I also love getting very tangible, very practical. So I have a question for you, because I'm thinking of myself. I'm thinking of a lot of people that I know that are either coaches or own small businesses, and they don't have, they don't have necessarily like set amounts of income coming in every month. They may have certain accounts, right, that do kind of come in every month, or as a coach, you may have certain clients coming in, but then a certain month later, they finish up and you have to bring in new clients. So there's this up and down. And how do you go about figuring out what you as the, you know, owner of the business need to pay yourself?
Well, especially those type of people that you're talking about, coaches, small service type people, you know, we really should be, you, the technical, and my goal for most of those clients I work with is they should get 50% of what coming in. And for most people, they're going, oh my gosh, there's no way I could do that, right? But what the system and process that I've created is that you do it by percentage. So when you have those big wins, you're putting away bigger amounts of money. And when you have that slower downturn in your business, the percent, it's all based on percentages. So it doesn't matter if it's 1,000 coming in or 10,000. I have a coach that I work with, and she only gets paid almost 3 times a year. That's it. Because she works for big corporations and she does these big coaching programs. So she gets some big money, you know, but it's only 3 times a year. So she has to be able to do that. So we've built in some extra things for her to make sure that the money that she is setting aside for her personally is being also handled in a good, manageable situation. Uh-huh. But that's the key to this whole thing is it's built on percentages. And, you know, and it doesn't mean you have to start off with high percentages, you build up to them. You know, but that's what keeps it working, is because it's not built on, okay, I have all this revenue today, and so I can take so much out. It's all built on based on the revenue, the percentage of what's going on.
Fascinating concept to take 50% of whatever's coming in for your own personal use. And then I guess, you know, that really gives a clear situation for business owners and, again, coaches and entrepreneurs, like then they have a better sense of, okay, I need to go out and get more clients or get more business because that amount so far this month is not meeting what I totally need on my personal side, whether that's expenses plus investments and all of that. So I think what you're telling and sharing, I'm feeling it gives it a more empowered viewpoint on your experience rather than at the end of the month, like you're sharing, oh, I don't have enough, you know, I have enough to pay the bills kind of thing, but where is it for me? So, and then I think you're talking about too, you haven't mentioned this, but my sense is there's a psychological transformation here too. When you're doing it this way, you're kind of thinking of yourself and the business as two separate entities, and kind of like the business is here to support you rather than you here to like get the scraps of whatever's left of the business. Is that accurate?
Oh, definitely. You're right on the right track. I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that second point, but perfect point. So the thing about it is when you put yourself first, right, that's totally a mental thing, because then you realize your value and you really look at things different. But you know, one of the biggest things and biggest ahas for a lot of small business owners is that for them to get 50%, are they charging enough for their services? And we don't see that all the time because we think, oh, people can't afford to buy that. But it maybe, you know, it makes you look at what you're really charging. One of my clients, mm-hmm. little story, is that they bought over a business that's fishing lures. Okay, you know, being where you are, you know, a lot of fishermen. Yeah. But they bought this business as fishing lures. Well, when we started setting up this process for them, they'd been in business a couple years but had not made any money. And when we got to the point of talking about pricing, and I said, well, where's your overhead added into your product? Where's your profit added in? Well, what do you mean? And I go, all that has to be built into your price. And he said, oh my God, where have you been all my life? You know, it was like eye-opening. He hadn't really thought about that, because we don't. We think about, okay, well, so-and-so sells this for this much. I'll sell it less so that I get the sales, uh-huh, right?
Right.
And then another, so that's one big eye-opener, is that they realize, oh my gosh, am I really charging enough? Because it's going to be plain to tell if you aren't. And then the other thing is the positive mindset part of it, where you're no longer worried about the money and having to get the money. So you now focus on the sales. So it puts your whole mindset in a positive standpoint versus the negative of feeling burdened with the expenses and do I have enough money to pay myself? Do I have enough money to pay my bills? All that goes out of the window because it's already been done up front, paying yourself, your taxes, all that. So now you're excited because you're seeing the, you know, money start building in, you know, for those items, and then you can focus on sales. It's amazing the clients that I've seen where their sales just automatically start happening. Their revenue starts building up and they go, what's happening? And I said, because you're thinking positively about your business now instead of the negative standpoint, which you know so much well about, Gary.
Yes. Oh, thank you. The area you were thinking of, you just described, to go with. Fascinating. So, and then what do you, two questions here. How do you recommend people drawing that money? I mean, is it a certain time of the month that they just take out? Is it whenever sales happen? Because, you know, different businesses have different situations. You know, some stores obviously are doing business every day. Some coaches and entrepreneurs, they may have certain times of the month when money comes in. So how do you figure out drawing your part out?
So what most of my clients do on the regular basis is twice a month. So all of their money goes into an income account, and it just stays there until you do this percentage and move it. for some clients in the beginning, we start it weekly so that they kind of just get in the habit and they see how it's going to move. So it kind of gives them a little bit more comfort with really realizing how this really is going to work. But ideally twice a month, you know, and then once you've done it, then you know how much money you have to pay your bills with. So it's really, that seems to be the best, either do it weekly or a month. But it really does work easily in that way.
Like you have your business account, but then have a separate account for paying you in that sense. And that's wonderful. Yeah, I like that. And what about like figuring out taking percentage for investments, like to help grow what money you have? Do you factor in more a percentage for that, like for your income, or how do you kind of look at that?
So what I call the profit account is used to pay quarterly bonuses to the business owner. So how many small business owners really ever get a bonus, right? Well, this is built in, so yes. They get one quarterly, right? So that they can save it if they want to take a trip or they want to save it to do something. And I really recommend them to do something valuable with it and not just, you know, put it back into the business. But the other part of that, so part of that happens, and then the rest of it builds up that this reserve fund that you can use then for investments, you know, but you have a reserve fund so that you can know that you can get through 3-6 months of business without any failure, because you know how much your overhead is, you know what your break-even point is. So no sales coming in, we know how much. So once you've done that, another whole piece of this is if you have debt, then there's a part of it that we figure out, okay, how much do we, so we can start paying off that debt. Because once that debt's paid off, then you have this much more money to pay yourself and to pay, you know, for reserves and that type of thing. So it really is about, you know, figuring out processes. And when I said, you know, 50%, I mean, that's not where I would recommend somebody to go, but that would be the goal that I would want them to reach. So, you know, you would do it, and then quarterly, let's up these percentages. No matter how small you have to start, it is worth just starting.
Yes, I agree. So with the quarterly bonuses, is there an extra percentage that you factor in there, or a range that you kind of play with?
Like I said, 50%. Now, there's not a lot of clients that wind up getting to that percent for themselves, but that is a really good, you know, anywhere from 40 to 50, I would say. And then, you know, like 15% maybe for your profit, and then 10% for your taxes, and then the rest will be your, you know, your expenses. But it really also, and I have people put that money in separate bank accounts so that the money is used. So this is the thing. So think about, we get vegetables and maybe some noodle and some chicken together. So we have all these ingredients, and each one works on its own, right? We could eat that by itself, or we can put them together and make lots of different recipes, right? But if we put, you know, all these ingredients, you know, some broth and chicken and noodles and onions and peppers, we put it all together, we've created soup, right? So all those vegetables are no longer standing or have a value of their own. They've become something else. But when we put all of our money together, again, it becomes soup, and we have no division. It has, that money no longer has its separate value as for profit or owner's pay or whatever. And it gets mingled in this big pot. And then what happens? The people that are calling for money get paid, and then the rest doesn't get distributed where it should be. So, you know, it's great for food, but it's not so great for our money when we put it all in one bank account.
What you're sharing gives you more clarity on truly what kind of income you really need to bring in, because you're taking the big chunk and making it into small pies, and you're getting to really see how much you know what your really needs are. And this is delicious, actually. making the money soon.
Talking about food, right.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Inside Out Show. I'm your host, Carrie Valentine, and we are on air at KKCR, Kauai Community Radio. If you have questions regarding this content that we're talking about here or other show ideas or things like that, feel free. I would love to hear from you. And you can contact me by email at insideouthost@gmail.com. That's insideouthost@gmail.com. And I am thrilled and very excited and learning so much by our special guest today, Kathy Sexton, who's a productivity and profit specialist, and she helps out small business and entrepreneurs be more successful and put more money in their pocket. I think everyone is interested in that these days, especially dealing with the COVID situation. With that, why don't I just step right back in that? Is there any kind of tips that you have learned and seen for small businesses who are being challenged by the COVID situation that you have to really kind of help folks get through this difficult time?
So I have some clients who has their businesses soared during this period, but then I've had a lot of businesses who have gone the other direction, right? The nice thing about it is the businesses that I work with that have implemented this method that I'm talking about, they've had no problem surviving because they've had, it's kind of, I call it a built-in immune system for your business because they've had it. But I think the biggest thing is to know and take this time while your business is slow to look at what you can put into place to make things better when things start picking up. And, you know, for some people, it's already started picking up. For others, it not quite yet. So it really is thinking about this is the best time instead of really getting down and, oh my gosh, I don't have any businesses. What are you doing with that time to plan, you know, be flexible, as I said, in that plan, create that system for profit. So when it comes in, with what we've talked about already, when you think about it, every single deposit now becomes profit, owner's pay, and, you know, so every dollar that comes in, you know, things are that those accounts would still, no matter how small it is, you're starting to build those accounts. So I think that's huge. And then also, for those small business owners who are now trying to work from home and have kids and they're teaching from home or what all that is just to remind yourself of why you're doing what you're doing and then to step back and be flexible with what your time and your family and make sure that you're taking the time for yourself and not putting all the pressure on because there's a lot of this we can't control ourselves. And as small business owners, we feel like we have to. Okay, I got to control the situation. But I think it's about backing off, spending the time with your family, and then doing some more planning and that type of thing during this time.
Yeah, that's really helpful, Kathy. Thank you so much. So I'm curious, what kind of projects are you working on currently? And, you know, kind of, you know, to share with those that are listening, you know, what are you doing and what kind of things maybe people can find out about ways that you might be able to help them?
Sure. So I work with, you know, I work with all individuals, but the majority of mine are small business owners through coaching. And that's what the majority of my work has been through the years and along with the speaking. And I've written a couple books, but when it comes to small business owners, I've had to find a way I want to help more than what I can do, you know, on the coaching basis. So I've taken the process that part of the process plus so much more that we've already talked about today. And I've created a program called the Miracle Money Method, and it's an online course. So that can help small business owners actually do it on a self-paced basis and start to implement this process. They can do it. They can do it with coaching with me or with group coaching. So, but it's the whole idea is I wanted to bring it to more of the small business owners who need this because the big majority of them do. And that was my way of being able to do it. And I started this a couple years ago, and I'm just really, this is a perfect timing because I'm just now launching it as the program that's available online. It's called the Miracle Money Method.
Ah, so how do people find out about that if they want to check it out and get more information?
So go to miraclemoneymethod.com. And my website is theproductivityexperts.com, and you could always reach out to me and Kathy at the Productivity Experts. I'd be happy to have a conversation around that.
Beautiful, beautiful. So again, it's themiraclemoneymethod.com.
Yes.
Beautiful. I'm sure there are folks who are now, please don't do it while you're driving, checking your phones. So, but wait till you get home for that matter. So I had a question. What advice do you give to small business owners who are feeling overwhelmed and don't feel like they can get anything done on their to-do list?
Well, so the first thing I recommend is they to really look at what's on that list. Because a lot of those things don't even need to be done. They're just fill-in stuff. They're thoughts that we've thought, oh, I need to do that, I need to do that. But are they really things that need to be done? And then after you kind of eliminate some of those things that don't, look at the things and say, what are the things that I'm good at? Where are my talents best used to where I can? I used to have a saying across the top of my monitor says, is this making you money? Because we want to spend our time and our effort and our energy into the things that bring money into our business. If it's selling, if it's, you know, coaching, if it's whatever we do to bring that money in, and look at those things that you can pay someone else to do. Another problem is with small business owners is we tend to think we have to do it all. We have to wear the hats because we can't afford to hire someone else. But really, you can't afford not to, because think about it. What is your time really worth? You know, if you're on the phone call with a potential client, that time is worth a lot of money. Is it? And then, but we're going to drive to the office supply store to pick up a pack of paper, right? All that time that we could be spending on the things that are really more benefit to growing and moving our business to be more successful. So don't be afraid to think about how you can, if it's through bartering, a virtual assistant, you know, help, you know, with someone else, maybe another business, small business needs what you need and they do something that you need from them and you can barter or something like that. But find other ways of getting some of those things that you shouldn't be doing off your plate.
That's a good point. And also, here's a question for you. I know a lot of people are tied to their phones and, you know, constantly checking things. And I wonder if in the doing so, are they being as productive, especially as business owners, versus maybe certain times of the day to check your emails? Or what do you find really works best to help people become more productive in a sense to maybe magically create more time in the day than they think is there for them?
Right. Well, you know, if you really look at it and you get down to the hardcore, you know, you have time for what's important to you. And so we really need to do what I call time mapping, right? So you need to make phone calls. You make them in a group, not one here and not one in an hour and not one this afternoon, right? It's about kind of grouping things together. Email, only looking at that, because how many times have we opened our email, said, oh, I'll deal with that later, and then you go on and you really haven't done anything with any of those emails. You've just wasted your time, right? So I really recommend that people, you only look at their emails one, 3 to 4 times a day. So maybe late morning, don't start it first thing in the morning unless your business is driven from email only. Wait until you've gotten off to a good start with your, you know, a project or something like that, late morning, before or after lunch, late afternoon, and maybe right before you leave. But, and then deal with it. Don't just look at it. Uh-huh. Make a decision with it. Do I need to forward it to somebody else? Do I need to just trash it? Do I need to do something with it? And then you know, move those emails out of your inbox that don't need action.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Really well thought of there. And once again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Kauai Community Radio, kkcr.org. And this is the Inside Out Show. I'm Carrie Valentine, your host, and I'm having a splendid conversation with Kathy Sexton, who's a productivity and profit specialist. And she helps out. I could tell from her heart that I'm feeling talking with her, and plus her great knowledge of being a CPA in the past, and also help, you know, taking that information and helping small business owners and entrepreneurs really help them be more successful. And from what I'm gathering, within the confines of what's already happening, like, it's almost like what you're sharing, Kathy, is like finding gold in the haystack of what you already have. So as I was saying, if you've, you know, just tuned in, you can listen to KKCR as you drive around the island at a few different points. So we're at 90.9 FM in Hanalei, 91.9 island-wide, 92.7 in Moloa'a, and even you can listen to us if you're on the beautiful island of Oahu at 88.9. And we stream live at kkcr.org. And if you have questions regarding what Kathy and I are speaking about and want to get in contact with me or her about it, or want to have different ideas for upcoming shows, you can contact me at insideouthost@gmail.com. That's insideouthost@gmail.com. And if you want to get in contact with Kathy directly, you can check out this beautiful system that she's talking about that you can learn. You were saying on your own time and things like that, if I heard you correctly, at miraclemoneymethod.com. And that's miraclemoneymethod.com. And then if they want, that's for your program. But if they want to contact you individually, how can they find out about you, Kathy?
It's Kathy with a C, so C-A-T-H-Y at theproductivityexperts.com.
Ah, beautiful. Can you say that one more time for folks?
Yeah, Kathy with a C, C-A-T-H-Y at theproductivityexperts.com.
Beautiful. So we got like another 10 minutes. I want to make the best out of this time. And so I'm just wondering, an idea is like, what has been the biggest challenges you have faced in business and how have you overcome it, or as well as maybe hybrid that into what you've seen most business owners, like their biggest challenges, and how have you helped them overcome it?
So interesting enough, money was one of my biggest problems, even though I understood accounting. accounting. I helped others with it, but now I'm in a totally different position because now I'm a business owner and I get roped up just like everybody else did, not understanding my money stories that I had, you know, built up from my lifetime. And so I think that was one of the biggest ones, is looking at my mindset around money and starting to look at that totally different was a big challenge for me. And it's a huge challenge for a lot of small business owners. And then the second one is my value. Really understanding my value and accepting that I had something to give people that was worth something. We take our own personal gifts for granted and we don't realize how much value there is because what we do comes natural to us in the most part, and that is very valuable for other people because they don't have the same type of skills. And so we take them for granted, and to understand and really look at my value was a big thing. So those two are both really around mindset and looking at what's going on and how I'm looking at things and how I'm doing things.
This has been a very fascinating, the discussion here. And so what other tips, what other things that maybe we haven't touched upon yet that really are amazing kernels of information or things that you can really help folks with the challenges that they're facing?
So I don't think we really talked about, you know, one of a big thing, and I think it's a big key, and I know it was for me, you know, I have a couple mentors that have mentored me and helped me, you know, mentors are been there, done that. They have a better insight for where you need to go and how to get you to there, and they can help you stay focused. So it's really about, you know, I talked about planning and profit process, but partner is the other thing that I think is really important. Having a partner as not as a physical partner in your business, but a partner who partners with you in your accountability. So if it's a mentor, if it's, you know, a mastermind group, if it's a coach that you hire, someone that has and willing to put some skin in the game and hold you accountable, hold your feet to the fire. You don't want to find just somebody who's going to say, oh, you know, will you be my accountability partner, but they're not going to hold your feet to the fire. That's really kind of useless. So you don't want them to be able to accept your excuses, which we all come with. You know, I got too busy last week. I couldn't do that. So it's really about finding that partner that will be that accountability partner. And there's so many different ways you can do, but I think that's a big key. But because we as small business owners feel like we're in this alone so much. So to have that other support that can say, hey, you're not by yourself. You know, this is normal how you're feeling, or, you know, this is, let's kind of avoid some of the down pits of running a small business by having somebody else who's been there and been able to can help you and guide you to maneuver some of those detours in the road that we might say.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about, here's a term, procrastination. You ever see that with business owners and entrepreneurs, and how do you help them clear out if you ever seen procrastination show up in their pathway?
So procrastination is, so number one, I always, you know, I would ask people, you know, who's a procrastinator when I'd be speaking, and, you know, part of the people's hands would go up, and I go, we all are. Right? We're all procrastinators. You have to procrastinate. The thing is, what are you procrastinating on? Are you procrastinating on the things that really shouldn't be done? Or are you procrastinating on the things that are really important? And what I do call that is I call that creative avoidance. So we tend to do something that we, you know, when we should be doing one thing, making phone calls or, you know, working on a project, maybe it's time to clean out, you know, our desk drawer, because it's a little messy. We tend to find things that we can spend that time on versus the time that we're really needs to do. So procrastination is really something that, you know, we need to look at, and we need to make sure that when we're procrastinating, it's not on the important things. And making sure they're on your calendar. So if something, you know, you're working on a project, block out time on your calendar to work on that project. Don't just say, I'll work on that tomorrow, because before you know it, your day's gone and then you didn't get to do it. I'll work on it tomorrow. So it's really needs, I say if it's going to take you longer than 45 minutes, it needs to be on your calendar. Because you need to be setting this. You need to be setting that time aside to work on whatever it is. If it's working on your website, or, you know, just making phone calls for your client, you know, new clients, whatever that is that's going to move your business forward, it needs to be on your calendar.
Yeah, I love it. That's great, Kathy. And before we finish up again, I was just curious for you to share with folks how, if they're liking what they're hearing, how they can find out more about what you're offering and who, you know, how to ask questions and contact you.
Thanks for asking. My website is theproductivityexperts.com. My personal email is Kathy with a C, Kathy at theproductivityexperts.com. You can reach out to me on any of the social media outlets, either Kathy Sexton or the Productivity Experts. I have, you know, Productivity Expert page on Facebook. And then my program is the miraclemoneymethod.com.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes. And I highly recommend it. I can, you know, from what I know of Kathy and talking with her today, she's gives a lot and really offers a lot for helping business owners, small business owners, entrepreneurs, creative folks to help them keep more money in their pocket and not stress out over the ups and downs of money coming in and money coming out. I know I deal with that as being a small business owner, and this has been great tips that you've shared here. So thank you so much, Kathy, for your time and wisdom today. We really appreciate it. And, you know, for those of us, for those of you listening, I also really appreciate you checking out the show and listening in. And if you're interested, the next time I'll be on air is the third Monday of the month of next month from 4 to 5 Hawaii time. And I'm Carrie Valentine, the host of the Inside Out Show. And you've been listening to KKCR. .org and Kauai Community Radio, that we are always very grateful here for those who support the station and financially, also all the great you know, DJs who give of their time freely on the station and do a wonderful music performances and presentations of music and interviews. So there's a wide variety of information that comes out of this station. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Aloha and a hui ho. And before before I say that, I should, say thank you so much, Kathy, for being here. And anything else you want to share as we head out today?
Oh, thank you for allowing me to just share some of my knowledge with your audience, and I'd love to hear from them.
Mahalo. Mahalo nui, Kathy. And once again, mahalo for listening, tuning in, and look forward to hearing from you next time. And this is Carrie Valentine. And
we're going to finish up today with Pixar's animated short, Lava, that was featured with the movie Inside Out.
Time ago, there was a volcano living all alone in the middle of the sea. He sat high above his bed, watching all the couples play and wishing that he had someone too. And from his lover came this song of hope that he sang out loud every day for years and years. I have a dream I hope will come true, that you're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth see the sky up above will send me someone to love. Years of singing all alone turned his lava into stone until he was on the brink of extinction. But little did he know that living in the sea below, another volcano was listening to his song. Every day she heard his tune, her lava grew and grew because she believed his song was meant for her. Now she was so ready to meet him above the sea as he sang his song of hope for the last time. I have a dream I hope will come true, that you're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth see the sky up above will send me someone to love. Rising from the sea below stood a lovely volcano, looking all around, but she could not see him. He tried to sing to let her know that she was not there alone, but with no lava, his song was all gone. He filled the sea with his tears and watched his dreams disappear as she remembered what his song meant to her.
I have a dream I hope will come true, that you're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth, sea, and the sky up above will send me someone to love on.
Oh, they were so happy to finally meet above the sea. All together now, their lava grew and grew. No longer are they all alone, with aloha as their new home. And when we visit them, this is what they sing.
I have a dream I hope will come true, that you'll grow old with me
and I'll grow old with you. We thank the earth, steer the sky, we thank too.